It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Michael Schwartz of Florence, Oregon. I said, name certain musical instruments, plural, the first, third, fourth, and fifth letters spell something that holds the things named by the last five letters. What instruments are these? Well, the instruments are trombones, and that's because a tomb holds bones.
Okay, I did not get that. But I would tell you, the audience really, y'all really know your instruments, because there were over 1,400 correct submissions. Tegan Resch of Columbus, Ohio is our puzzle winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be on.
I am glad to hear that. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Probably for about the last 7 years. My parents always had it on Sundays, and so I would listen in high school, and then I listened on my own after that.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you were an NPR baby growing up in this. So, and what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
So I am a PhD student at The Ohio State University.
Oh, yeah. What is your PhD in?
It's in energy and environmental policy.
Oh, that's very important. Like, that's like you're trying to save the planet.
Right now, I'm just trying to make it through my PhD.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Tegan and Aisha. I'm going to give you some seven-letter words. For each one, change one consonant to a vowel to make a new word. For example, if I said printer, P-R-I-N-T-E-R, you could say painter or pointer, either one, changing the R of printer, the first R, to an A or an O to make painter or pointer.
Okay.
So here we go. Number one is tractor, T-R-A-C-T-O-R.
Tractor.
Change one of the consonants to a vowel.
Trader.
Trader, good job. Bolster, B-O-L-S-T-E-R.
Bolster.
And here's your hint. Change the L.
Booster.
Yes.
Booster, is it? Suction. S-U-C-T-I-O-N.
Suction. Auction.
Auction. Good job. Overdub. O-V-E-R-D-U-B.
Overdub.
That's it. Yeah, this is a little tricky. Oh. Like an assignment.
Huh.
Overdue.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Overdue. Yeah, good job. Lockout. L-O-C-K-O-U-T.
L-O-C-K-O-U-T.
Okay.
Lookout.
Yeah.
Lookout. Good job. Herring, as in the fish, H-E-R-R-I-N-G.
Hearing.
Excellent. Swelter, S-W-E-L-T-E-R.
Sweater.
Sweater, good. Pom-poms, that's P-O-M-P-O-M-S. This is an adjective for a type of person.
Pompous.
You didn't need a hint. And your last one is my favorite. It's shuffle. S-H-U-F-F-L-E.
Shuffle. Souffle.
Souffle. Oh, I'm impressed, Tegan.
Yeah, no, you did a great job. My goodness. Like, I was just trying to catch up, you know? So you did it. How do you feel?
Still just as excited as at the beginning.
Well, you did an absolutely wonderful job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Tegan, what member station do you listen to?
WOSU 89.7.
That's Tegan Resch of Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from a frequent contributor, Joseph Young, who conducts the blog Puzzleria. Name a creature that has a world capital in its name. Replace the capital with another creature and you'll get another world capital. What is it? So again, a creature that has a world capital in its name, replace the capital with another creature, and you'll get another world capital. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, September 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.